This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England. We hear from the Reverend Eleanor Trimble about the work she's involved in with the Greater Manchester Winter Night Shelter.
Yeah, good number of months ago now. I think it must have been in the summer when I received an invitation from an organisation called Greater Together Manchester, and they're working in partnership with the Diocese of Manchester. And we were invited as churches that were not too far away from the city centre. I think there was probably about 10 or 12 of us invited, just to a meeting at Church House to begin the conversation to explore what we could do as churches to address the crisis that our city is facing in terms of providing homes for those who have no home. And I just turned up to the meeting and saw the vicars there, but we also had representatives from the Booth Centre, which is a really important charity that help with activities, advice and support for homeless people. We had people there from the Mustard Tree and other local charities. And we all just started talking about what we could do, how we could work together to address this massive problem that we're all responsible for, actually. We've all got a responsibility to look after those people in our community who are on the fringes and vulnerable. So that's it, the conversation began. And actually, we were invited to be part of a steering group, and I'm not a steering group kind of person, so I didn't put my hand up and say, yes, I'll be part of the steering group. I just knew that I wanted to do something. I knew that my churches had resources to help welcome our homeless people into our churches. I knew we could do that, but I'm not very good at being on steering groups and stuff, so I didn't volunteer for that. But it's really strange now because I'm actually chairing the steering group, so how that happened I really don't know. And I think it was partly because I just knew that what we were doing with the work with the Winter Night Shelter was so in line with God's will that I then felt that actually, yeah, I did want to be part of the governing body and the people making the decisions to serve our people the best we could. So, yeah, I'm the chair of the steering group now.
So being the chair of that steering group, does that reflect kind of a long-term interest that you've got in, obviously, what's going on with the Winter Night Shelter?
It does, and I've thought about this because somebody else asked me this question not so long ago, and I thought, where did it actually come from? And I guess my response would be, you know, as a Christian, we're called to look after those who are vulnerable, aren't we, in our society. We are called to seek them out and serve them. Just as Jesus did. But actually, it goes back. I'm a Mancunian. I've been born and bred in Manchester. You can probably tell by the accent. And I used to go to Manchester Metropolitan University. I did a biomedical sciences degree there in my 20s. And I used to walk up Oxford Road and just opposite the Palace Theatre, if you know Manchester at all, there was a guy who used to be sat there with his dog. And he had red hair, and his name was Dave, and he had this dog with him. And clearly he was homeless. And that was really unusual. I used to see him regularly or chat to him, but I also used to give him money because that's kind of what we did then. We would give money. And it was unusual for me because you didn't really see many people back then, sort of 20 years ago. He's the odd person, but it's quite unusual. But the situation now has just changed so much. I made a journey just 2 days ago up Deansgate and came across so many people still fast asleep in the street, lots of tents all around in the city centre. But it does go back, that sort of compassion and empathy really for the plight of homeless people, it does go back to those university days. I used to have some good conversations with Dave. Not seen him for a long, long time. My hope is that he's somewhere and he's happy and he managed to get off the streets when I left university and I didn't see him again. That's my hope and prayer for him. But I often think about him.
Yeah, I can imagine that left a lasting impact. And obviously, you know, based upon what you're doing now, it's really made an impact in what you want to do. You mentioned just there that you know, you see more people on the streets nowadays. What do you think's going on about that? Why do you think that is?
Do you mean what's contributing to it?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, I think it's complex. It's a really complex situation. There's all sorts of things that have happened over the years that have made it more difficult for people to remain housed if they're vulnerable, if they've got addiction problems. There's just been so many changes. There's been so many changes with our benefit system and, you know, the... I don't really want to get into politics, really, because I don't know enough about it to talk with authority on this part, really. And there's just there's a really entrenched sort of community of homeless people that we can't reach. It's really difficult. We can go and feed them on the streets, but it's really hard to get them into buildings to support them. I mean, Booth Centre is doing great work, but actually people have walked through the door to the Booth Centre. It's getting them to make that journey, walk through the door, and then once they're in, to engage with all the opportunities that they're given for support. So I don't know what it is. I can't put my finger on exactly what it is, but there's lots and lots of complex factors that have resulted in the situation that we're in now. And it's a huge crisis, and it's a huge crisis for everybody. Especially as Christians, we need to respond to that.
You ran a pilot scheme earlier in the year. How did that go? How did it inform what you're doing now?
The pilot scheme was just amazing. I think we were all quite anxious, because whenever you run something for the first time, you know, you've got expectations and hopes, and you really want to be able to welcome your guests into a warm, friendly environment with lots of skilled volunteers. We had all these high hopes. But there was a fear factor there, because it was almost like, you know, what if what we're going to offer is not the best we can do? Anyway, having done three nights, I was in a great position where it was three nights, because I had two churches and another church. Unfortunately, it was flooded, the Boxing Day flood, so the Church of the Apostles took on two nights. So we got an awful lot of experience here in Miles Platting, as to how we can serve our guests. And it was wonderful. I think the surprising things were that the relationships that we built with our guests, really, I think we all came with the intention that we would be offering hospitality and we'd be offering the love of Jesus, really, by flinging open our doors and doing what he did, sharing a meal with people, that we'd be doing that and that somehow that would make a difference in people's lives. But until you do it, you don't really know, do you? You hope and you trust and you pray that that's going to make a difference to people. But actually it did. And you could see men coming through the doors really quite broken and scared and vulnerable and hungry and cold. And as the weeks went by, you would see them, you know, having had a few nights sleep even, you could see the change in them. You could see them raising their head a little higher. You could see that the fact that people wanted to talk to them and share a meal with them and were just like them made a huge difference to them. I think that we got far more out of it than our guests did, actually, which is probably the wrong way around, but that's kind of how it felt, really. Because every volunteer that I spoke to got so much out of being with our guests, being alongside them and supporting them. And you could see even our volunteers coming in after a day, full day's work. They'd come through the door at 5:30, quite exhausted. And you can tell when people are tired, can't you? They're kind of white with exhaustion. And within sort of 30 minutes of setting up the beds, preparing with love the place for welcoming in our guests, you could just see the life come back into their faces. So, you know, everybody benefited, really. It was an amazing time. And hopefully this year, having learned a few things, we'll be able to serve our people even better, really. I think one of the things personally that I'm doing at the moment is getting some training, because, you know, I'm an all right parish priest, but there's so much to learn. Every day there's so much to learn. And the Booth Centre, again, are just offering some training for us, for all the volunteers. And we got some initial training through Greater Together Manchester as well, and in partnership with housing justice. We had some training before the pilot scheme started, but actually the Booth Centre, and we're going to get some training again, but the Booth Centre are offering training to help us help our guests as much as we can.
That's fantastic to hear that there's so much investment going into into this as well, not just saying, well, we'll just do this. It's continual, what can we do better? How can we improve things? What's the next step? Which is really, really wonderful to hear. One of the churches provides a hot meal, and I've got written down here, provides a hot meal to 70 to 80 people who are either homeless or vulnerably housed. Can you talk to me about that meal and that project?
Yeah, that's the Church of the Apostles. That's one of my churches, and that's here in Miles Platin, I just next door to it. And we, as you say, we feed, we had 87 people have a meal with us on Sunday. And it's every Sunday. It's the meal is served at 5 p.m. We open the doors around 4, and people come and have a meal with us. And we're blessed to be supported by Fair Share Greater Manchester, who provide all the food for us. We basically provide a roast dinner. We had lamb this week, which was, I'm not a lamb eater, but I believe it was absolutely delicious. We had a roast lamb and everybody got fed, and there was some to be taken home as well afterwards. And I guess that's an extension of the Winter Night Shelter in a way. I mean, we actually have two of our Winter Night Shelter guests volunteering with us now. They're happily in homes now, and they're local enough so that they can come and volunteer with Food for All, it's called. So they come every Sunday and they help volunteer. So it's maintaining that relationship with them, supporting them. But also we've got local people. So we've got a place called Woodward Court, just in my parish. And that's a place where people, well, having been on the streets, are offered a place to stay. And it's a supported accommodation, and it's a halfway house, really. But actually, it's full of vulnerable people, hungry people, with all sorts of complex issues. And a number of Woodward Court guests come over to the Apostles for a meal. And we're able to help them by providing that warm welcome and a hot dinner. But also, people have started asking for prayers, which has been amazing. So we started opening church up as well now, just leaving the light on in there. And through conversations and building relationships and getting to know people, they'll come to me and say, actually, Ellie, can we go and have a prayer about this, that, or the other, whatever is burdening them. Recently, one of our guests had a baby, which quite shocking, really, that she was on the streets and still actually hasn't a home, but the baby's in the hospital at the moment. We were able to pray a Thanksgiving prayer that the baby was safely delivered, and continue to support that young couple with what they need, in the hopes that they can bring their baby home at some point, that they've got a home to take their baby to. And so that would be an example of some of the people that we serve. But actually, it's a really broad variety of people, and I think one of the really important things for me is that we're a community. So in my parishes, we have people who are homeless. We have people who are vulnerable yet housed, and we have older adults as well who are isolated. And we all come together for a meal, including the volunteers. So we're all mixing, we're all getting to know each other. And we're all able to understand where each other is coming from, because I think there are lots of people who judge homeless people out there, and it's not fair. It really isn't. You need to get to know people and know them as people and hear their stories, so that you can see things from their side rather than judging people. So it's an absolute joy.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.